straight, back, neck and head in one line. The pranayama helps in calming the mind down. Pranayama is one of the tools, one of the coagulants for the thoughts to settle down. Like in the water treatment plant, they add the coagulant to bring the suspended solid down. The pranayama is one of the coagulants for making the mind calm and serene. When the mind becomes calm and serene, it has to be calming the mind itself is not the goal of the meditation. When the mind has become calm and serene, you have to give a positive affirmation to the mind. You have to think positive, think noble, think auspicious. This positive thought also acts as a coagulant to convert the negative mind into a positive mind. Generally, the default state of the mind is negative. We start thinking of something, scary things. What will happen? What will happen? Some negative mind, to convert that one into the positive mind, we need a positive affirmation. Last week I touched upon in the body, there are 36,000 nadis on the left side of the body, 36,000 on the right side of the body. Left side of the body is called as Ida nadis. Right side, it is called as Pingala nadi. Ida, feminine character. Right, masculine character. Ida, left side, Ida is connected to the emotional personality. Right side is connected to the rational personality in us. We need both emotion and rational personalities in us so that we can grow deeper into the sadhana. Without emotion, only rational approach makes us very dry. We can't believe anything. Even if you read the scriptures, you won't trust that one. Even if you go to a teacher, if he or she says something, you won't believe that one. And there is no progress happens only if you are too rational. Samshayatma vinashyati. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about ajnascha ashradanascha samshayatma vinashyati. No faith and samshaya, doubting everything. Ajnascha, no knowledge. That person goes down, goes into confusion, goes into ignorance, goes into darkness. We need emotion. Feminine character is emotion, is believing. Not to be believing everything, whatever people say, you need rationality also combined with that one. Well-developed rational and emotional personality makes us go deep into the sadhana. All 72,000 nadis are dark nadis, but there is only one nadi, central nadi, right in the center of the spine, called a Sushumna nadi, which has the light. In Narayana Sukta, it says, Nilato yada madhyastha vidhyul lekeva bhaswara. Everywhere is covered in darkness. Wherever we go in the outer world, we get only confusion, stress, anxiety. Everywhere darkness. But there is only one place we can find the light. By deep practice, by going deep within, the light within, the central nadi, which only the only nadi which has the light, which takes the soul towards the path of light. If the soul departs through any other 72,000 nadis, it has to come back. The seeker, practitioner, in whom the Deepavali has happened, in whom the light has illumined, one who has realized the light within, that soul departs through the central nadi, Sushumna nadi, the path of the light, to the path of light. The yogas, yoga practice, ultimate goal is, may we depart from this body through the path of light in the central nadi, Sushumna nadi. That is the ultimate goal of the sadhaka, ultimate goal of all yogis across the world. If the soul doesn't get departed through the central nadi, that soul has to come back. And this practice, the how soul has departed, one can, if you observe how people are dying, go close to their face, go observe whether there is a bleeding in their nostrils, right nostril, left nostril, or mouth wide open, or there is a bleeding in the ears, or if they have the passed the stools or urine. That is an outward indication how people are dying. But for the people who are practicing yoga, we have to depart through the highest, through the Sushumna Nadi, through the Sahasrara, and the soul, the central part at the crown, it has to open up here, Brahma Nadi. It is called as a Brahma Nadi, through the upper crown. It has to open up and pierce the Sahasrara and go straight up. That is the purpose of yoga. When we depart through that one, that Deepavali, celebrating Deepavali, has realized.